Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. Apple is giving its Mac computers an AI boost. The company plans to start using a new chip designed to highlight artificial intelligence. So, Mark, what kind of a boost is this?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So, as you know, in October, Apple rolled out the M3 chip family, right? The M3, the M3 Pro, and the M3 Max. Now they're sort of accelerating how frequently they're going to release these major new Mac chip generations. And that's going to start with the M4 chip. That's going to start rolling out between the end of this year and early next year. The company is planning new Mac minis, new low-end and high-end MacBook Pros, and new iMacs for the end of this year, new MacBook Airs for next spring, a new Mac Studio around early summer, and then a new Mac Pro late summer, early fall of 2025. And the big news across these chips is a major focus on artificial intelligence and how they can up the capabilities of the AI engine on these Macs to tap into new AI things like they'll roll out in June at WWDC, new large language models, new programming tools. So a big AI focus here.
How important is the timing on this?
Well, the timing is extremely important because while Apple Silicon, the replacement for Intel chips on the Mac, really drove Mac sales across 2022, they really started to taper down in 2023. The competition is hot right now. Microsoft is bringing out some new machines. All the other laptop makers and desktop makers are all in on AI. Apple really has not had an AI response across any of its products. And so this is their AI response for computers. You'll see their AI response for phones and iPads a little earlier in June when they roll out the new version of iOS and iPadOS.
Are they playing catch up?
They are absolutely playing catch up. Apple was caught flat-footed and is probably 2-3 years behind the competition in artificial intelligence. And this is not your normal situation where Apple was just caught flat-footed, right? This is a situation where Apple released Siri in 2011, so 13 years ago. They knew the world was ultimately going to move to AI. They had a 4-year lead 13 years ago, but they've squandered that lead, and now they're playing catch-up, and they have to do so across the board. Now, here's the bright side. They're not just giving up here. They're not saying we missed this boat like they did on smart speakers and moving on to something different. They're saying that we're going to basically bring AI to everything. We're going to make the phone an AI phone. We're going to make the Mac an AI computer. We're going to AI-ify our operating systems. They're going to AI-ify their services. So the big push here at Apple is AI everywhere. And it's not just going to be this year. This is going to be a 2-3-4-year thing.
Why did they squander it? What happened? Did they just, you know, drag their feet on it? Or, like you said, they didn't miss the boat.
They missed the boat on this new generation of AI, large language models, things like Gemini, Bard, things like Microsoft Copilot and ChatGPT and what OpenAI and Anthropic have been up to. So, yeah, they missed the boat on this new generation of AI. They were never able to create that evolution to the existing infrastructure they had. They have lots of outdated infrastructure. People complain about poor management on the AI organization, the lack of vision, and everything that led to a startup being able to evolve AI way before the most valuable tech company in the world.
So how have the Apple computers been selling?
Well, Apple computers haven't been doing so well. At the tail end of 2023, you saw a decline, right? So Mac sales fell about 27% overall in fiscal 2023. And then in the holiday period, revenue from the Mac was flat. They tried to breathe new life with the MacBook Pro and iMac release last October, right, with the M3 chips, but those didn't bring major performance leaps. The M3 chip was more about a manufacturing change where the consumer didn't really see, you know, a revolution in terms of performance. These AI capabilities with the M4 chip are going to be far stronger, and I think that is what is getting some people so excited about these new machines that will launch on a faster time frame, quite frankly, right? A one-year upgrade cycle on the iMac has been unheard of. They haven't done that in a while. So this is, you know, exciting for Mac fans and interesting to AI fans.
Is it going to cost more?
I don't think so. I would imagine that the Macs, these new versions of Macs, will probably be in line $100, $200, give or take from the preceding versions. Now, if you're asking in terms of Apple product price increases, one thing we haven't talked about is that Apple has a major product launch coming up in just about 3 weeks here. They're launching the biggest revamp to the iPad since 2018. This is going to have a new M3 chip, so not these M4 chips, but these are going to have OLED screens, so the same type of screen tech inside the iPhone. These are significant upgrades. Those will be more expensive.
That's enough to get you to want to buy a new one. That is Bloomberg Tech reporter Mark Gurman. Always good to hear from you. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.